The nation's coal miners have lost an advocate, a pulmonologist. His treatment of miners for nearly 50 years led to a national movement aimed at the deadly disease known as black lung. In the 1960s in West Virginia, Dr. Donald Rasmussen diagnosed and studied the disease. His work led to a massive miners' strike and landmark legislation and compensation. Dr. Rasmussen died last month at age 87. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus.
Age and illness didn't stop Donald Rasmussen from studying and diagnosing coal miners at his black lung clinic in Beckley, West Virginia. He was 84 when we visited him there 3 years ago. He'd assessed more than 40,000 coal miners, he told us, in 45 years on the job. And he had more in his waiting and treatment rooms.
Suck in real deep. Blast. Keep blowing. Keep pushing.
A retired miner struggled to follow the nurse's instructions.
Keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing.
As he exhaled hard into a tube.
Big, deep breath in.
Rasmussen stood by taking notes.
Breathe normal.
This breath test is common now for diagnosing black lung, a disease that strips miners of the ability to breathe. Black lung killed more than 70,000 miners in the last 40 years, but there wasn't much concern about it when Rasmussen arrived in West Virginia in 1962.
There were those people who said, well, there's no point in doing anything about it. After all, only 4 or 5% of coal miners are going to develop lung disease and die. Well, to me, 4 or 5 people out of 100, that's still quite a few. And I think any public health measure would say, for heaven's sakes, this is a terrible thing.
Still, state and federal regulators and politicians didn't respond. They pointed to x-rays, which didn't always show diseased lungs, even when miners coughed and struggled for breath. Rasmussen used breath tests instead, which measured impaired lung function, an indicator of what is formally known as coal miner's pneumoconiosis.
The x-ray is imperfect, and the x-ray can fail to reveal a fair amount of pneumoconiosis. It's not at all uncommon to have a miner who will, at autopsy, will have quite a bit of pneumoconiosis that didn't show up on an x-ray.
Rasmussen shared his tests and studies, but lawmakers balked. In 1969, 40,000 coal miners in West Virginia walked off the job, demanding controls on coal dust and payments for sickened miners. Rasmussen became an activist, spoke with every reporter who would listen, and helped trigger raucous black lung rallies like this one, featuring then-Congressman Ken Heckler.
The greatest heroes are you, the coal miners. You've taken the future, your future, in your hands, and you've proclaimed, no longer are we going to live and work and die like animals. We're free men!
By the end of the year, Congress enacted a tough new mining law. It included limits on exposure to coal dust and compensation for miners and their families. John Klein is a lawyer for miners seeking black lung benefits.
Without his curiosity about what was going on with the miners he was seeing, it would have been very difficult for the black lung movement to achieve what it eventually did.
So far, sickened miners and black lung widows have received more than $40 billion in compensation. Black lung diagnoses plunged for a while, but Rasmussen and others charted a resurgence beginning in the late 1990s. That kept him working in his clinic until recently, when strokes and a fall left him hospitalized. Donald Rasmussen leaves behind an extended family and thousands of miners and widows he tried to help. Howard Berkus, NPR News.